It'll be a cold day in, well, you know how the expression goes, when the Mackinac Center for Public Policy agrees with Governor Jennifer Granholm. That's the conventional wisdom, but the Mackinac Center has examined the governor's budget-cutting ideas and has found 8 areas of agreement. This is a breakthrough. Jack McHugh from the Mackinac Center on the other end of our line. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Well, good to have you with us. I mean, this is news when the Mackinac Center and the governor are in agreement. What areas do you find that the governor has it right this time?
Well, when we were listening to the governor's State of the State address and the release of her budget recommendation, we were struck by several items that sounded familiar. And sure enough, a number of them in between those two events were things that the Mackinac Center has recommended in the past. So these are these include things like sending back our wetlands program to the federal government. Michigan is one of only 2 states that manages its own wetland permitting program. Most states, that's done by the federal government, and it would save us a couple $1 million if we sent it back to them.
We're hearing rumors that the Department of Environmental Quality may see its funding not only cut but perhaps eliminated long term in a cost-cutting move in the House led by Speaker Andy Dillon.
Yeah, it's an interesting development. Of course, my colleague Russ Harding has been, I think he's been on your show, pointing out how the DEQ is really operating without adult supervision and is harming Michigan's economy. And now, you know, the legislators, they have to deal with the folks back home, and they're obviously hearing about it from their own communities. So, yeah, that's quite an interesting development.
Well, the DEQ and the Environmental Protection Agency both regulate the same area, so there is some redundancy there, isn't there?
Well, that's our point, and that's the governor's point. We think there's more reasons than just the savings to send the DEQ back to the Fed, or not the wetlands program back to the feds. But we agree with the governor that, $2 million, okay, it's not that much in a massive $43 billion state budget, but we're at the point where we can't turn up our noses at even the modest reforms, and this is one that, it's kind of a no-brainer, and the odd thing about this one, Frank, is that, and it's not the only one in our list, the Mackinac Center and the governor are on the same page, but the legislature, including the Republican Senate in some cases, is resisting. So on that one, there are senators, on both sides of the aisle who are opposing that very vigorously. On another one of these recommendations that the governor came out with, which is to essentially eliminate state arts grants, the Michigan State Senate passed a budget that replaced half of them. And on a third one of these recommendations, which is to reduce operation spending on higher education, just 3% was the number, and also require colleges to exercise tuition restraint if they accept any stimulus money. The House passed a budget that put all the money back and threw out the tuition restraint provision. So the Mackinac Center and the governor are singing from the same hymnal, but the legislature has yet to arrive in the choir box, I guess you could say.
Well, and that's why it'll be up to the governor in the end to veto those bills if she wants to remain consistent with what she originally proposed. Now, is the Mackinac Center advocating privatizing all universities in Michigan?
We have recommended privatizing the University of Michigan, but I've spoken in the past that maybe we need to look at whether we really need 15 universities in Michigan, and certainly there are opportunities among those universities to consolidate some of their programs. There's a lot of empire building that goes on within universities where they're all trying to be all things to all people. And what's happened is that there's been the incentives for them to contain costs are very weak, and so, you know, tuition and spending by universities has just gone up and up and up over the decades. Even as state appropriations to universities has been fairly flat over the during this decade, still their spending has increased dramatically. So, you know, there are certainly opportunities for cost containment within each university and within our system as a whole.
All right, Jack McHugh, before we let you go, and people can look at all these areas of agreement in Jack McHugh's report at Mackinac.org. I want to get a comment on your recommendation that the governor is now proposing to eliminate the Office of Drug Control Policy, downsize the Office of Services to the Aging, and combine that with a question, do we still have a drug czar here in the state, and do we still have a surgeon general?
That's a good question. I think we do, but I could be wrong. I haven't looked into that, Frank. These two recommendations are a bit less than meets the eye there. It's more a matter of consolidating programs within the Department of Community Health. Well, we favor that too. Any rationalization that can save even a little bit of money is something that we applaud the governor for looking at.
All right, Jack McHugh, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. And
thanks
for those
for
of
the
you who,
it's great to be here.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Jack McHugh from the Mackinac Center. Again, Mackinac.org is the website. More of the Beckman.